All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up on page 131. So remember, we started yesterday, Perek Vav, which is the Midah of Zrizus. The Midah of Zrizus. So remember again, the Ramchal was teaching us the idea that Zrizus is not simply a way in which we perform it. So it's meaning Zrizus is not simply a behavioral reality, rather Zrizus itself is a general Hashkafas HaChaim. It's a general approach to life. So we were speaking, so if you, on 131, let's pick up 2, 4, 6 lines down. So remember again, if a person doesn't take advantage of his opportunities, if a person literally is lazy, and he doesn't run after his opportunities and grab onto them, a person will be left empty and without all of his opportunities. The Sirah, Kitava Ha'adam Kaved Ma'ot. Now understand that, and this is actually a very interesting statement, the Teva, the nature of man, is very heavy. Now, what does that mean? That man, in his essence, is a very slow creature. Ki afrios hachamrios gas. Why? Remember, this is an interesting thing. The Maharal discusses this idea as well. Adam comes from Adama. If there's one thing that Adama doesn't do, it is move, right? Adama stationary. Which means that almost in the inherent teva of man is an aversion to movement. Aversion to movement. And by the way, this is true on many levels. It's true, first of all, just on a basic physical level, that perhaps, again, is just an avoidance of physical exertion when unnecessary. And also, again, on a deeper spiritual level, on a growth level, by definition, there's a certain aversion to growth. There's a certain aversion to pushing myself to be more Adama. Adama is what it is. It's also Adama, by the way, it doesn't change. It doesn't move and it doesn't change. If you think about it, right? Land remains the same. But Vaharaya, it's the same land in which they discover fossils that are X number of years old. Land, it remains a constant. So the teva of man, his chumrios, is to remain in place, not to move and not to evolve, not to change. Again, lo yachbotza adam b'torach u'melacha. See, the verse is very affirming. See, sometimes we think that if we don't want to exert ourselves, we don't really want to work hard, I don't want to clean up the garage or clean up the basement, so maybe it's because I'm lazy. It's not because I'm lazy, chas v'shalom. It's because it's my teva, right? It's my nature, right? It's just, so that's, he says man has this innate aversion to torach melacha. And therefore, someone who wants ultimately to be zocha, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a proper way, tzarach sheyiskaber neged tivo atzmo, v'yiskaber v'yizdaris. So this is amazing. One of the reasons we're going to see that Zrizus is so difficult is because it requires man to go against his innate nature. But someone who wants to ultimately be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody who wants to be Zocha, to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to go ahead and strengthen himself to go against his nature, the Yiskabra, overcome his nature, the Yizdaris, and as that Zrizus, Shimhumaniach Atzob Yad Kavedos, Vaday hu shelo yasliach. A very strong statement. Because if I leave myself in the hands of the kvedos in this context, of course, means heaviness. If I leave myself in the hands of the heaviness in this context represents the most natural default reality of being land, of being chumrios. Stationary in place, I will not succeed. Shtei nekudos. So there are 2 points that we really have to spend a significant amount of time pondering. Nekuda Rishona, Harmchal Medaber ala Musog Zrizin Makdim Alamitzos. So we'll say, so there are going to be 2 elements of Zrizus that we're going to focus on. The first element of Zrizus is Zrizus as an approach to mitzvos. Zrizin Makdim Alamitzos, that we'll say, when we do mitzvos, we don't just do mitzvos, but rather again, we do so with a sense of Zrizus. Nekuda Shnia, the second nekuda, the second aspect that we're going to focus on, he says, Shezrizos ze hisgabrus. So we'll say the second nekuda we're going to focus on is that Zrizos doesn't just simply mean alacrity, Zrizos doesn't just simply mean zeal, but rather, as we're going to see, Zrizos actually means strength. that to be zoriz means to be strong. To be zoriz means to overcome those innate pushes and pulls. To be zoriz means to be able to overcome the natural inclination to be like Adama, to be like the Chumrius. Zez, Gabrus, negative, O'atzmo. This is Gabrus. This strength ultimately represents the ability to overcome one's teva. Naschil ulai min akudashnia. So most I say this is amazing by itself, because I think for many of us, I say for myself, this is an incredible chiddush. Because what Ramchal is saying is that there are two elements to zrizos. The first element is the one we're all familiar with, which is zrizim aktiv in the mitzvos. That zrizos is a behavioral framework in which we approach the avodas Hashem. So instead of just kind of, you know, getting it done, we do so with a sense of zeal, a sense of excitement. The second approach, says the Ramchal, that Zrizos is that Zrizos represents his gabros. Zrizos represents the mechanism by which we're able to overcome the innate, almost default reality of being slow, immovable, unchangeable beings. Let's go on. Hayavdol bein Zrizos lazir. So let's just do a few more lines, because we're going to get a little bit of a head start on the daf today. Kishar Ramchal pasach es nosi haziris parak beis. When the Ramchal, now we're going to discuss the distinction between Zihirus and Zrizus. Remember, again, we actually spoke about this already. The Ramchal, in the beginning of this chapter, explained that the difference between Zihirus and Zrizus is their sister concepts. They're two sides of the same coin, but whereas Zihirus really refers to los ases. In other words, Zihirus is the mechanism by which I become introspective enough to avoid the pitfalls of life. So what Zihirus is to the los ases, Zrizus is to the ases. Zrizus is the process by which I focus on the positive things and figure out what's going to move me forward. He says, Kesharam Chal Pasach Asno Seaziris Perak Beis, when Ramchal began the discussion of Zihirus in the second chapter, Hu Amar Shelihios Zohir Zehadavra Hachi Normali. So the Ramchal said, when he began this discussion, ultimately again in Parak Beis, so he began this discussion by saying that to be Zoriz is the most normal thing in the world. Whereas what does that mean? Hu Amar Shezihirus Hu Davar Shasechel Yechaveihu Vadai. Pashut. So to be zohir is obvious. It's intellectual. It's understandable. Zehirus zetuchuna tivis. So to be zohir is innate. Mishalo zohir. So remember again, just to remind you of what Ramchal was talking about. He was saying that to be zohir is to be innate. Because remember, zehirus means the avoidance of those things. Zehirus means many things. But one of the things it means is to the avoidance of things that are. Detrimental. So, for example, the Ramchal explained that even in the animal kingdom, animals know to be zahir. Animals know to run from danger. So again, if animals know to run from danger, then it should be innate for me to run from. We all know to run from physical danger, but to be able to run from spiritual danger as well has to be innate. That's what Ramchal was saying. So I don't have to really acquire the midah of zahirus. I just have to fine tune the midah of zahirus. He goes on, he says, Mishalo Zoyer hu Amar Perak Beis, hu Pachas Me Behemus Vachayas Asher Tiv Am Lishmoras Atzmam. If a person lacks Zihirus, Ramchal said, then a person is even less than the animals. Because at least the animals know to safeguard themselves from danger. Vaholich Ba'ulamo Beli Zihirus hu Kamo Suma Haholich Al Svas Hanar. Remember again that Ramchal said that one who lives life without Zihirus is like a blind person who walks on the edge of the river. Which, of course, a blind person walking on the edge of the river would be irresponsible, would ultimately, again, be something that would place him in danger. So one who lives life without the midah of Zihirus ultimately, again, is like walking on the edge of the river right in the face of danger. Haramchal tier hazihirus kidavar misbakish. So the Ramchal said that Zihirus is something that is desire, something that is necessary. Dover shasechel mechayiv, page 152, shemechayiv also, vahadavar shateva movil elav. And something ultimately, again, that nature requires. So ultimately, again, the same way that one needs zihirus, so same way that in the animal world, every animal needs zihirus, ultimately, again, in the human world, people need zihirus as well. So we're going to stop over here for today. So just we're ending off on this topic here, where the Ramchal is now going to spend some significant amount of time trying to focus on the distinction between zihirus and Zerizos. That's what we're going to see, whereas Zehirus is obvious. It's innate. It's innate, meaning avoid danger. So if you think about it, by the way, what do we teach our children? One of the most important lessons we teach our children from a very young age is avoidance, right? Stay out of the street. Look both ways before you cross. Stay out of the street. Meaning, we ingrain within our, the most, almost like one of the first parental lessons we teach is avoid danger. So you're going to see what Ramchal is going to go on to explain is that whereas Zehirus is innate, sometimes Zerizos is not. And we'll discuss the reason for that in Mirat Hashem next week. Shkoyach.